You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have the local area director for the Sioux Falls area. This is Carrie Dorhout with Lymphedema Therapy Specialist. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Very good.
Excellent. So this is a topic that we talked about a little bit, but I think it definitely will it will apply to almost all chapters. And we want to talk about the opportunity that can be missed during this time. So if you want to know, we're going to talk about open networking today. And we're going to touch on about three main points with it. But once again, just a reminder, the scheduled time that is written for your meeting is when the meeting starts. And the first 15 minutes of that is then dedicated to open networking. So if your meeting starts at 7, that 7 to 7:15, that is part of the meeting. You need to be there for that time. But like I said, we want to talk about more of the why. What can go on during that time that can benefit your BNI membership? And I hope that with the points we make today, if you start utilizing those, that you're going to see more activity and more results from your open networking. So Carrie, I'm going to go ahead and send it over to you, and you can cover the first point that we talked about.
Well, the first point that we talked about relates very closely to VCP, and I talk with a lot of my chapters about that, the visibility, credibility, and profitability. Now, obviously, showing up to open networking is visibility in itself, which then leads to credibility, and I believe that showing up for open networking shows your dedication to the chapter, which that is building the credibility with your members on how you're going to handle the referrals that are given to you from those members. So they want to know that those referrals are taken care of because you show up, you're on time, you have made a commitment to this chapter, this time of your day, and this is important to you. Which then if you're taking care of those referrals, that profitability is going to follow right along.
And I know I've said this in other podcasts, but I'm going to reiterate it today. I truly believe how you treat your BNI membership is how you will treat your referrals and your customers. And I think this is the example I give every time. If you're late to things, late to a one-to-one, late to your meeting, I'll ask the members, you know, well, Are you late to everything? Oh, no. I'm never late to an appointment. Never late to an appointment. I'm like, well, treat BNI as one of your most important appointments of the week then, because it can lead to many referral opportunities. It may be your biggest client that you get referred to. So I think your credibility plays huge into taking advantage of that open networking and being there on time and just reflecting that with your members. Okay, so let's talk about the magic of the 15 minutes. What can go down in just those 15 minutes of that networking?
So as I was thinking about this, it's 15 minutes of open networking. It's not 15 minutes of open social time. So it's important, and it's called networking for a reason, because that's what we're designed to do there. And as I also started thinking more about this, I thought, you know, we should all be making the most of every minute that we're in our chapter meetings, and using those 15 minutes really could be an extension of your weekly presentation. So you could be having 15 extra minutes to do a weekly presentation with every single one of your members that you talk to during open networking. So if you're, you know, maximizing that time, and you know, you go and talk with one group and there's three or four people in that group, and then you go talk to another group and there's another three to five members in that group, and you go to another one and you kind of make your way around the room, and each group has three to five members that you go and talk to. All of a sudden, now you've maximized your weekly presentation by adding that time with those 15 to or 12 to 15 members. And that's just priceless if you think about, you know, every minute having that much value in your chapter meeting.
I feel to utilize that concept is you actually would have to have a plan not just for the open networking, but also for your weekly presentation. If you know, for your weekly presentation, if you know what you're going to talk about and you have it planned out 3, 4, 5 weeks ahead and, you know, in advance, then when you go into open networking, you can be focusing on that referral that you're going to talk about today and plant seeds, if anything else, or find out who might know those people. Or, I mean, how great is a weekly presentation to stand up and say, well, everybody, today I was going to ask for this specific dentist, but as I was open networking with Carrie, I found out that she knows that dentist and would love to make that connection. So I'm actually going to change what I'm asking for today. You're getting a direct concept versus I'm just kind of throwing it out there to the rest of the chapter. And then the other side of planning is have a plan for your open networking. There's a couple different articles that I've read about planning going to a networking event. And the first thing is, especially if it's on social media, is see who's going to the event. Plan ahead and look who's selected interested, look who's selected going, so that you have a list of people that you might already have planned to talk to. Well, here's the cool thing, Carrie. You already have that list in your chapter. You know who's going to be there, so you already can do that strategy side. But like you said, this isn't a social hour. And I think a lot of the times open network falls under the, oh, did you see the game over the weekend? Or, oh, you know, oh, this weather's crazy. And that's fine. The general conversations, they're going to happen. You're putting people in a room for 15 minutes. But what would it look like if you go to those little groups you're talking about, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 people, and you say, you know, Carrie, what's your biggest challenge with your business? And as you tell that, you're not just telling me now, you're actually telling everybody that's in that little circle. And I think it would take a mind shift to ask those specific questions during open networking, because I don't think it's that natural. But I have a great feeling after a month or so of those questions, if other members started doing the same, that you're going to start seeing more value in that open networking. You're going to start seeing results coming from open networking. And if anything, that's going to motivate those few members that maybe aren't always there for it to be there. And sharing that in your weekly presentation and sharing that with testimonials will show them, this is what I accomplished in my 15. And let's not lie, if you get there early, it could be 20, 30 minutes, depending on how early you are to your meeting. But this is the results that I got out of it today. Okay, and now the third point, and I'm going to kind of lead on this one here, is visitor exposure. Visitor exposure. We don't always know the visitors that are going to be at our meeting, but I will do a plug here. With the new home face on the app, there is actually an area that is, if a visitor registers, you will see the visitors that are registered for your meeting. So you know ahead of time who it is and what their profession is. So that's pretty awesome. But maybe this visitor didn't register, and they're the one person that you've been trying to get in contact, or they're in an industry that you've been trying to break into because you can help them with XYZ. If you have any type of luck that I have, the one meeting that I would miss is when that ideal visitor is going to be there. And if you don't think you, or if you think you have better luck than I do, which you probably do, but if you think you do, I can almost guarantee you, the meeting you miss will be the one that visitor you want to meet or that person you want to talk to is going to be there. And now they're not going to hear your weekly presentation. Heaven forbid, they're not going to hear your feature presentation. Hopefully you're not slotted and you know, for that and you didn't show up. But I think visitor exposure is something we overlook. And it is not uncommon for a visitor to do business with people that they met at a BNI chapter, because if it's a service they were looking for, now they're beyond just Googling it or looking in a phone book. They physically met somebody that can do that. They heard how great they are, maybe from other members. And I think that's a strong, if not stronger, than a paper referral, personally. Any thoughts on that, Carrie?
Well, and we all know how much value a visitor, on average, brings to mm-hmm. each chapter meeting. About $1,500,
that is right? Correct.
Visitor will refer or give business to that chapter. And gosh, if you get in front of that visitor and use that time, that $1,500 might go to you.
I agree. And we can talk more with them during open networking, where if you miss that piece, they may just hear your weekly presentation and they might have an appointment right after. They got to skedaddle right when the meeting's over. But this way, open networking, they're there when the meeting is scheduled And I think that has a lot to do with why we dedicate that first 15 minutes is because your visitors are going to show up when it's printed, and then they're going to get that opportunity to network and you can network with them. All right. Well, Carrie, those were our three main points that we came up with. You got any icing on the cake? Any cherry to top it off here?
You know, I just always try to stress to my members that, and my chapters, that your membership is very valuable, and absolutely take every opportunity to find every way that you can to maximize every bit of your membership. You know, BNI offers us so much in so many ways, and there's so much to take advantage of that I think is missed on a lot of different levels. And you know, make the most of it. You made a commitment to it. You made a financial dedication to it, mm-hmm. and take advantage of it. There's a lot to take advantage of.
Could not have said it better myself. For the listeners, just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Carrie, thank you for your knowledge and your time today.
Well, thank you, Brandon.
And to everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.